A new report's warned that the LNG export boom could mean Australians paying three times as much for household gas in a few years. The report commissioned by the manufacturing industry warns that thousands of jobs could go as local consumers compete with export markets for gas. Resources reporter Sue Lannan.
Australia's liquefied natural gas export bonanza could come at a cost, higher prices locally. That's because energy companies can get more money for exported LNG than selling the gas domestically. Already, manufacturers have found it hard to get new supply contracts because export contracts have been locked in, causing a bigger hit to industry than the carbon tax. Innes Willocks is the chief executive of the Australian Industry Group.
We believe the gas price increase is going to have a very hard impact right across the board, across manufacturing, across mining and across agriculture in particular, up and down the East Coast. And we believe that will lead to significant job losses because industry has indicated that they won't be able to pay these increased gas prices. We're expecting gas prices to have tripled from their lows through to the end of the decade.
They are some of the findings of an industry-commissioned report by Deloitte Access Economics. It says gas prices have increased as the local market links to the international LNG markets. Rising wholesale prices have already pushed up the cost of gas in New South Wales by nearly 20%. Resources analyst Peter Strachan says that will hit consumers hard.
You might expect to see in the order of a sort of 60 to 100% increase in the price of natural gas to a domestic consumer.
So that's going to be very hard for some people to bear.
It will be a big impost. And I think what we've had in Australia for many years is very cheap gas by global standards. Australians' gas prices are only really getting a touch of reality, and the price will rise towards what is international pricing.
Peter Strachan says the major reason for the impending gas crunch is because major coal seam gas projects in Queensland are being built at the same time.
I think there has been a lack of a coordination between the big three projects in Gladstone. It would have made a lot more sense, I think, if the three projects had worked together to have common infrastructure, port facilities, power generating facilities and so forth. As it turned out, each of those projects was competing with each other for scarce resources of skills and equipment, which pushed up their costs. The prices for everything were very high, and as it is now, they're all coming on through 2015 and 16, and that means that there's a shortage of gas to actually feed those big refrigerators in Gladstone.
The manufacturers want restrictions on coal seam gas production lifted in New South Wales and Victoria to increase gas supply. They've also called for a national interest test on gas reserves to set aside some energy for domestic use. New South Wales Greens MP Jeremy Buckingham has gone further. He wants to see a national gas reservation plan like the policy in place in Western Australia.
Australia is one of the only countries that is a major gas exporter in the world that does not have some form of national interest test or some sort of restriction or regulation on exports to ensure a viable gas supply. Australia should be considering something like that, so we don't see our manufacturing sector savaged by a lack of gas and unfettered gas export.
Independent energy analyst Peter Strachan ending that report by Sue Lannan.